This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland ended his testimony Wednesday after emphatically telling the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump there was a conditional deal withholding military aid to Ukraine unless it opened investigations that would benefit Trump politically. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Gordon Sondland said President Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani explicitly pushed for a quid pro quo, an Oval Office visit for political investigations of Democrats.
Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says Sondland's testimony is deeply significant and troubling. He said he had to be convinced to start the impeachment inquiry.
Not by the whistleblower, but by the actions of the president.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik says Gordon Sondland is not changing her mind.
When it comes to impeachable offenses, they have yet to point to a shred of evidence.
What did the president want from Ukraine?
I want nothing.
He says the Democrats want to drum him from office. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump impeachment inquiry is sure to come up in the fifth Democratic presidential debate getting underway this hour in Atlanta, Georgia. But as AP's Matt Small reports, some candidates will be focused on trying to keep their campaigns alive.
Polling across early voting states has created a murky picture of who exactly leads the pack of Democratic presidential hopefuls. While former Vice President Joe Biden is still a frontrunner, so too are Senator Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and Senator Bernie Sanders. Tonight's debate offers an opportunity for any of them to stumble or shine.
That's Matt Small of AP. A down day on Wall Street Wednesday, with all three major indices finishing trading in negative territory. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says its warplane struck dozens of Iranian and Syrian military targets outside of Damascus Wednesday in retaliation for a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. But a war monitoring group says the airstrikes in Syria have killed 11 people. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Israeli airstrikes targeted arms depots belonging to Iran's elite Quds force in two Damascus suburbs. The group says strikes also hit an airbase where air defense units are stationed. From the Syria side, the state news agency says its air defenses destroyed most of the missiles before they reached their targets. The Israeli military says the hits follow a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, ex-military chief Benny Gantz told Israel's President Reuven Rivlin Wednesday that he has failed to form a coalition government, almost guaranteeing that Israelis will head to the polls for the third time this year. Writing on Twitter, Gantz said, "I've turned every stone in an attempt to form a government that leads the state of Israel to a different leadership. Unfortunately, it was not enough. All lawmakers have 21 days for coalition talks before new elections are announced. Any member of Israel's Knesset, with the backing of 61 lawmakers, could be nominated to receive the president's mandate." The political stalemate began after elections did not produce a clear winner in April and September. Pope Francis arrived in Thailand Wednesday to encourage the country's Catholic minority. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has details.
Pope Francis has arrived in Bangkok to begin a tour of Thailand and Japan. He's on a mission to boost the morale of those countries' tiny minority Catholic communities and speak about issues of concern, including human trafficking and peacemaking. He'll highlight his admiration in Thailand for the community that has endured recent bouts of persecution, as well as their missionary ancestors who brought the faith to this Buddhist nation centuries ago. As Francis begins his Asia tour, he's enduring fresh opposition from Catholic conservatives in the U.S. over his just-concluded meeting on the Amazon, as well as a new financial scandal at the Vatican. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Grammy nominations were handed out Wednesday. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
The newcomers are the new Grammy darlings. Lizzo's 8 nominations include the Big Four Awards: Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. Billie Eilish's 6 nominations also include those 4 categories. At 17, she's the youngest ever to pull that off. Lil Nas X has 6, including Album and Record of the Year. Other Album of the Year nominees are works by Bon Iver, Lana Del Rey, Ariana Grande, Her, and Vampire Weekend. The Grammys are January 26th in Los Angeles.
I'm David Byrd, VOA News.